we're learning Hilcha, we're going to learn a few minutes Halacha, we'll learn a few minutes of Hilcha Shabbos. So we learn now. That's good. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, not really prepared. We'll learn now a few halachas from the Ben Ishchai on Hilcha Shabbos. So really, the Ben Ishchai, he has, on every parsha, he has halachas. He goes through all the main halachas. He has a 2-year cycle of basically all the halachas in Nino, like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but the Ben Ishchai does the same thing. So what he used to do was, he used to give a drasha on Shabbos for the parsha. And usually like a pikabali, we tie it into the halacha and then speak at halachas on Hilcha Shabbos. So just to give an introduction a little bit, it's time about Hilcha Shabbos in general. It's good to know about Hilcha Shabbos. That Rav Nassim says, L'kutei Halachot, he says that he explains a little bit about Shabbos, makes it a little bit easier to understand like what we're trying to do exactly. We know we had in last week's parsha, we had that Adam Rishon got cursed. Chava got cursed, and also the ground got cursed, right? And the snake got cursed. Now the Zohar says Adam got 10 curses, Chava got 10 curses, the snake got 10 curses, and the ground got 9 curses. Altogether, there were 39 curses. I don't know how it breaks it up exactly in the Pesukim, but the Zohar says that Adam got 10 curses, Chava got 10 curses, the snake got 10 curses, and the ground got 9 curses. So the Nassim says, if the Zohar, it's based on the Zohar, it says that's the 39 malachos. Mm-hmm. Meaning, when the Torah tells us it's forbidden to do 39 forbidden actions, what are these 39 forbidden actions? These are really the 39 curses. We got cursed, we have to work hard and run, come and go of running, and we can't be calm, we have no tranquility because we're coming and going. So the Torah says it's forbidden to do 39 of these main actions, 30 malachot, and then Rabban understand all the subcategories. These 39 main categories are really the 39 curses. So basically Hashem is telling us, one day a week, you're not cursed. On Shabbos, I don't want you to be cursed. So which means when Hashem is telling us to keep Shabbos, He's not restricting us. It's not 39 restrictions. It's 39 ways to make us free. So 39 malachot, Rabban says, it's not 39 restrictions. Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, and then the Rabbanan tell you you can't do this, and then they add more restrictions. It's all just to help us be free. It's all freedom. So it's 39 malachas, and 39 forbidden labors, like they say, it's forbidden, because Hashem is forbidding us to work hard, wants to relax. And Shabbos is like the next word of the world to come. It's me'in olam haba, but it's very good, like Rav Nassim has a very good perspective on Shabbos. So he thinks, people think, I can't do this, I can't do that. It gets hard sometimes. I have to eat like this, I can't separate my food, I can't do this, I can't turn on the light. But really, no, Hashem knows, you think getting in your car makes the life easier. Hashem says, no, getting in your car makes you more, you sit on the road, in traffic, just no cars, walk a little bit, you can't walk, so don't walk too far if you can't walk too far. Just, right, everything just, also, people think, people watch TV, they're busy with the channels, up and down. Hashem says, Shabbos, don't push the channels up and down, just relax, no, leave it on one channel, finish. Hashem wants you to relax. But that's freedom. Hashem's giving us freedom. The 39 malachas, 39 forbidden labors, Hashem doesn't want us to work hard. So we have to remember, anytime we feel Shabbos, it is a little difficult. And these books, these fat books on Hilcha Shabbos, you have Shmir Shabbos, because one book is this thick. You have in English, Hilcha Shabbos, these books, they're like, five books, 5,000 pages of do's and don'ts. But they're just helping us to explain to us what's freedom. We don't know what freedom is. We're mixed up, we're confused. We think working is that when we work hard, we keep on working, we think that's freedom. Hashem knows what freedom is. Hashem gives the Torah, the manual, tells us this is freedom. Don't do these malachas, and don't the Rabbanan help us out. Also, it's by keeping the 39 malachas, basically, we're learning how to be free people, tranquil people. That's what Rav Nassim explained. For me, it helped me a lot. Like, sometimes the Shabbos gets hard. I can't do that, I can't do that. It's a good mindset to have.
Mr. Sharm says that the greatest freedom that a person has is when he doesn't have choice. Oh. When he doesn't have choice, he's just to be with Hashem and that's it.
Yes.
That's the greatest freedom that a person has. He doesn't have the heart in anything. He just is with Hashem and that's it.
I said that's Shabbos. That's just an introduction. It's an important thing to know. This week in the Ben Ishchai, he speaks about, so the first year is regular halachas about, during the weekdays. His second year, his second cycle is on Hilcha Shabbos. Say like this. We know there's a mitzvah that everyone has a mitzvah, men and women, to light candles in their house for Shabbos. Now, the mitzvah, if there is a man and a woman in the house, Chazal say the mitzvah goes to the lady. She has precedent. But really, there's no woman in the house. Then the man has to light, if you're away from home, the man has to light candles, or if a woman is in the house for one Shabbos, the man also, if you go to Uman or Shoshana, you gotta light candles. You have to light your own candles. And the wife also, where she is, will light the candles. But the chiv is really, how many candles do you have to light? La halacha. You have to light two for the mitzvah. How many do you have to light?
One.
You have to light one candle. So should it be dark? Now, we know that custom is to light two. Why? Afikabal, the Zohar says, one is for Zachar and one is for Shamar. Meaning, the Aseret HaDibrot, right, the Ten Commandments, it's interesting. The words are not identical. The Torah mentioned the Aseret HaDibrot two times. And the words are not identical. Right? It's mentioned two different places in the Torah. Now, one time, when it tells about Shabbos, it tells us, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadoshor. Remember Shabbos and sanctify. Another time, it says, Shamor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadoshor. You should protect the Shabbos and sanctify. Right? And we know Chazal say there's a miracle. When Moshe Rabbeinu said this commandment, he said the word Zachor and Shamor at the same time. He said both of them. We don't know how that works. So Chazal, right, we sing in Shabbos, Zachor v'Shamor v'Dibor Echad, the Shabbos songs. It was a miracle. Now the Luchos also, at the same time, it was written the words Zachor and Shamor. That's what Chazal said. We don't know how it works, but it was an ace, one of the miracles. We don't understand these things, but that was one of the miracles. But we have a mitzvah. One mitzvah is Zachor, is to remember Shabbos. How do you remember Shabbos? You have to remember it through speech. When we make Kiddush, and I make Havdalah, that's fulfilling the mitzvah deraisa of remembering Shabbos. Kiddush for sure, the deraisa Havdalah is a question. But for sure, when Shabbos comes in, it's a mitzvah deraisa. The machlokes of Havdalah is the Rabbanon or the Raisa. We have to do it anyway, but it's machlokes. So that's Zachor. Zachor means mention it, remember Shabbos, and mention it, make sure to mention Shabbos. That's the mitzvah of Zachor. There's also Shamor. Shamor means protect Shabbos, right? Rest on Shabbos, and don't violate Shabbos. That's Shamor. Now, therefore, Api Kabbalah, we light two candles. One represents the aspect of Zachor, and the other one is for Shamor. Right? There's two aspects of Shabbos. So, the Vanish Chai said, even when we see the candles, we should think Zachor and Shamor. See this candle, think Zachor, and see the other one, see Shamor. That's what he said we should think. When we walk into our house, we should look at the candles and say, well, one is to remember Shabbos, and one is to protect Shabbos. So we should look at the candles, we should even think them. He also brings down that when a person walks into the house, they see the candles. We also speak Kabbalah, that one is the first in Hashem's name of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, one is the first Hei of Hashem's name, the Yud-Hei, and the next one is the next Hei. But he says also, interesting thing, a person should have in mind that the lights in heaven, the holy light should be lit up for him in Shemayim. That's what he writes. He says, Gam Yechaven, a person should have attention. When you come into your house, you see the candles, you think one is for Zachor, one's for Shamor. One's to remind you to mention Shabbos, one's to remind you to keep Shabbos. Also, you can even doubt, he says, Hashem, help me that in Shemayim also, my lights should light up. It should be light for me in Shemayim. Right? From Shemayim, there's a shower light onto me. But everything we have is from Shemayim. Everything we have, they shine lights onto me, I'm doing good. If not, we're dark. Right? We only have as much as they give us from Shemayim, as much as they shine into us. We're a vessel. As much as they're going to shine into us, that's what we're going to get. So he said, the person should have in mind, when you see the lights, just like we lit these candles over here, should shine the lights in Shemayim, turn those lights on, flip the switch, and shine them the lights down onto me. So it's nice to have in mind. It's Ben Ishchai. It's nice to Ben Ishchai because he brings in the halacha, he brings in the Kabbalah that we could connect with. I mean, he doesn't bring every Kabbalah. There's a lot of Kabbalistic thoughts to have. But he's saying the basic thoughts we could have that connect with the Kabbalah. He gives us, you know, the things that we could connect with. That's very nice. They have this in English. You read on yours. Very nice in Ben Ishchai. Connects a lot. Gives it more meaning. Connects a lot of times, like the Kabbalistic meanings and understandings behind the basic halachas we keep every single day. Fine. Now, where are we supposed to light candles? Where's the main mitzvah to light candles? Where's the main mitzvah? If you have one set of candles, which do you light? What do you say?
Table.
Oh, so where you eat. The main mitzvah, and you make the bracha, is where you eat. That's the main place. Now, there's still a mitzvah a lot of people don't know these days, that any hallways where you need to go, and you're going to need to walk to when it's going to be dark, there's a mitzvah to turn out to light candles there also. Mm-hmm. That's a mitzvah. Now, these days, why do we know about it? Because we know we have electricity these days. So since we have electricity, you don't have to light candles in every room in every hallway. We have, you know, fancy lights. You don't have to turn up. But really, it's a mitzvah to light candles wherever you're going to trip over, wherever it might be dark, you're going to trip over a Friday night. It's a mitzvah to light a candle in every single hallway, every bathroom, every better where you're going to need any rule, any kitchen. The Baruch Hashem said, your kitchen, you need light, you shouldn't trip, and you should have shalom bayis, you shouldn't be throwing your food all over the place and tripping. It's a mitzvah to light candles there also. Now, us, we know, we light candles where we eat, because we have electricity these days. So therefore, it's a mitzvah. Don't think, oh, I can save money, I don't have to have this hallway light on, that hallway. If it's going to make more shalom bayis, and it's going to be clearer to walk, lighter to walk through that hallway, it's a mitzvah to leave the light on for Shabbat. Even if you think, I'm going to turn on tonight, it's going to stay on for 24 hours. It's a mitzvah, it's part of Halakas Neiros. The same way you wouldn't skip lighting your candles, you shouldn't skip, flip the light switch on that hallway where you're going to need in the kitchen, leave the light on. You say, oh, I can get light from the other room. It's better to put on every room you're going to use on Friday night. You should put candles, a mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah of Halakas Neiros. A lot of people don't know about it because we have lights, but it's a mitzvah any hallway which someone could trip Chas Shalom if it's dark. You need light, it's good. However, the president say these days that if you open your window shades, your shutters, and you'll get from the street lights, then you don't have to get, you don't have to light in that room. Really, la'alacha, any room you're going to walk into that's going to be dark, it's going to be uncomfortable, you have to put a light there. That's part of the mitzvah of lighting candles. So if you don't want to put candles, put electricity. However, the president say if you could open the shutters and get from the street lights or outside, that's also, you're not chai, there's no official obligation on you to put a light in that room. Because you can get light if you really need, open the shutters, light can come in from outside, that's good enough. The main thing is you shouldn't trip. The main thing here was shalom bayis. That's the main thing. No one should be tripping and fighting and...
Sometimes it could be shalom bayis if you should trip.
Oh, fun. Fun. Now, that is a very important halacha to know also. It's good to leave lights on as many as we can. It's part of giving honor to Shabbos. Now, what about... People have a question. These are, we have electricity, right? So maybe I shouldn't have to light the Shabbos candles altogether. Just flip my electricity. If the whole reason I'm lighting Shabbos candles for Shalom Bayis, I don't need oil candles. I'm not old-fashioned. Let me just flip the light switch on. So why can't I do that? So really, the Medrash Chai says, he talks about a different scenario. He says, let's say you make early Shabbos, right? You used to have Shabbos. You used to eat on the roof. They eat on the rooftop, right? You eat outside. It's light outside. So he says, what do you need light candles for? I have Shalom Bayis. I made early Shabbos. The sun is blazing. He said, no, Api Kabbalah, still, Api said you still have to light, you should light oil anyway. Right? Even though people have all these things, certain lights could work, but the Raisa. Api Allah, Api Kabbalah, he said you should light actual candles, actual fire, actual candles. If you light wax is good, but the oil is the highest. Light with Shemin is the highest thing to light with. And it's worth it to invest money into Shabbos candles. Because Gemara says, what does Gemara Shabbos say? Whoever spends money on Shabbos candles, they'll have children who will tell me the Chachamim. As it says, it's a good diet. If you can't spend money on a better oil, they have different olive oil, you know, nicer olive oil, nicer candles, you know, longer lasting candles. It's worth it. It's a good investment. If you spend a little more money on Shabbos candles, if we can, then you'll have butter to be the Chacham. I know some people also, they add a little extra oil. Some people have a minute to light a candle for each child. Some people have a minute also to light seven candles, referring to the sum of seven spheres. But there's never been hugging. Everybody do see their minute. Everybody should do their minute. Some people like to... like the light one, to each child, the extra one, light two, and each child they had, light a new one. There's different minhagim, people have different minhagim, what to do for each child, people light one. But anyway, the Gemara says very hard things about spending money on the lights of Shabbos. I mean, it's worth it.
Gemara Shabbos,
there's a few, yeah, it speaks a lot about it. It says, whoever spends money on Shabbos candles, they have children, they need a chachamim, good children. It says, there's a pasuk that says, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. It's a pasuk that says, the mitzvahs are like the candle at the net. The Torah is like the R, is like a light on the candle. That's the pasuk says. So then the stand from there, the Gemara explains, ki ner mitzvah, if you spend money on the mitzvah of the ner of Shabbos, then Torah or you'll have the light of Torah in your children. That's the Gemara understands this pasuk. Huh. So it's definitely worth it if we can. Everybody should do what they can, but nicer olive oil, nicer candles, whatever we could do. When I know someone, even they add a little more oil to each child. They put oil that could last. They say, I'm adding extra oil, which means close for the children. Everybody can have their idea. The point is to, you know, invest money into this mitzvah. Now, who is supposed to light the candle? We said it's the woman. Who is supposed to set up the candles? Api Kabbalah, the man. The man is the one, even though the lady is setting up the house, it's a special mitzvah for the man, and some people say it's also a school for Shalom Bayis, for the man to set up the candles, because, no, they said the whole thing, the whole narrative is Shalom Bayis. So it's a special thing, Api Kabbalah, especially, that the man should be the one to prepare it, then the lady should be the one to light it. The main ones, if she's available, she should be the one to light the candles, if she should light the candles.
So then did the match up for his wife also?
Oh, so now, Hanai asked a good question.
And put the tzedakah out for her?
Oh, so yes, yeah, so everything, prepare it. Afikabala is a part of the mitzvah, you should, yes, prepare it. It has to do with the fact that the reason, one of the reasons why the lady, why is it her mitzvah? Why is it the lady's mitzvah? All of a sudden, so you give it to the ladies. The mitzvah is, let's say, I'm a man, every mitzvah goes to me, all of a sudden, it's the lady's mitzvah?
Especially since it's a timeout too.
Yeah, usually it's time. We don't give us the time out later. The ladies can't deal with time out. We don't give them the time out. They can't deal with it. Now, I heard of that one. Well, ladies don't have to do any mitzvahs that are time out. They're patur. So they can't deal with it. You can't tell them you have to be here, but you have to stay Shema by 9 o'clock. They can't handle it. It's too much for their psyche. They can't deal with it. But why is this my group of ladies? So, one shot is, Chazal says, since she's involved in the house, she's involved to take care of the house. So this mitzvah is a house mitzvah. Give it to her. But really, Pikabala is a much deeper pshat. Because Chava was the one who put out the candles of the world. She extinguished the light. Right? She made other Marisha and eat from the Itzadas. And therefore she extinguished these lights. We could have had the Gulam Shia could have came right then. They would have passed one a few more hours. They would have not eaten from that tree on Friday. The Zara said on Shabbos they would have been able to eat from it, but Shia would have been here. So she made the lights go out. She extinguished the light from the world. So her tikkun is now on Erev Shabbos, the same time when she did that, when she extinguished the light, the ladies that make a tikkun, they have to make the lights now. They have to make the lights of Shabbos. That's what we call it. That's why it goes to the ladies. Now, even since the man was also involved in this Avera, therefore the man also should be involved in preparing for it. We were also pretty involved. The man was the one who messed up at the end of the day. The lady just convinced us, but we messed up. So we are the ones that prepare it. I think about we should prepare it, try to fix up what we messed up. Hopefully we'll fix up. Instead of keep on messing up more, trying to fix up more. And so the man should repair it. It's definitely a big thing for the man to repair it. And for the lady to light it, so we'll try to make, hopefully we'll fix up on Hamashiach. Hopefully we'll fix up some of those vessels that we messed up. So that's why a lady should specifically light the candle. Whenever possible, she should light the candles. Now, it says in, Rav Adi Yosef says, if a lady, it's getting very close to Shkia, a lady didn't light candles yet, right? He says that if it's very close to Shkia, the man should light the candles. If you see it's almost Shkia, even though we say it's the lady's mitzvah, even though it's the lady's mitzvah, and Chazal say the lady has precedence, if... I'm just telling you what Rav Adi said. I didn't answer Rav Arash. I don't know what Rav Arash said. I'm telling you. Listen, I don't know. I'm telling you what Rav Adi said. I said specifically, I knew you would ask that. Rav Adi Yosef says, if your wife did not yet light candles, and you see it's getting very close to Shkia, then you should light the candle, even though it's hermit. So in this case, you should light your candle. I don't know what Rav Arash said, you could ask him. But that's the halacha he says in his statement. And you want to know Piyashkafa, ask Rav Arash what he would say, if what you should do. If she should be Mechal Shabbos or not. I don't think he's going to tell you that your wife should be Mechal Shabbos, but you could ask him anyway. Fine, so that's the option. Either your wife's going to come out of the shower, and she's going to be Mechal Shabbos, or you're going to light the candles. So what should you do? So Rav Arash says this, make sure she's not Mechal Shabbos, and it's your job. Today it's your mitzvah. It's usually her mitzvah. Today you see it's getting very close to Shkia. You go and light the candles. That's what he passes la halacha. And you tell me Shalom Bayit. Fine, that's your own issue. Deal with Shalom Bayit's question yourself. But that's the halacha. And you tell me you have a problem with Shalom Bayit. Fine, so make your own thing.
It could be a problem.
It could be. I'm saying, but let's say it's not a problem. Fine, so usually the lady should do it. Tell your wife, I'm sorry, honey. This week the halacha says always said you should do it. But I found a safer that said this week Parshas Noach, I'm supposed to do it. Don't tell you she's in the shower. Say I found a safer. I need to do it this week. Figure out how to do it. You figure out your own homework. How to figure out how to tell her. That's your job. But the halacha is the man should make sure he says be very careful. Should have come to challah shabbos anyway. The minhag is according to the many Ashkenazi places that have a minhag to light 18 minutes before shkia anyway, and I mean Yerushalayim is 40 minutes before. Is there a minhag? But anyway, the mishmaror says a half hour before. But basically, for sure, a mitzvah to add on to shabbos. But sometimes it gets close. It doesn't always happen. Sometimes it gets close. Different scenarios this and that. So therefore, it's a lady's mitzvah unless it's getting close shabbos. Then the mitzvah goes on the man. The man should light. Make sure not to skip out lighting candles on Shabbos. Yes, that's because you don't get messages. You don't have a problem with Shalom Bayis. Oh, fine. Now, a woman, she accepts Shabbos once she lights candles. When does a woman accept Shabbos? The minute she finishes lighting candles, she has to finish. Because the Beis Yosef asked the question, if you tell me a lady gets Shabbos when she lights, after she lit the first light, then it's Shabbos already. So could she light the second light? He says, no. When she finishes lighting all the candles and the whole process, meaning even putting the match down, and Ben Shai said if there's no one to put the match down, she can even hand it to another person. Once she finishes the process of lighting, then she gets Shabbos. Now, unlike a man, a man except Shabbos when he davens, when he says Mizrach Shirim Shabbos, right? So therefore, which comes out a lot of times, you're going to be in a house where a woman already lit candles, especially if she lights 40 minutes before, she can't do Malacha anymore. But if she got to turn on a fire, shed a light, the man can still, because it's not Shabbos for him yet. What? That's fine. That's a different thing. Now you have a new question. Now, Rav Nachman is saying, is it permitted for a lady to have in mind not to accept Shabbos when she lights? So really, the halacha says it shouldn't be like that, because Chazal are very strong. The lady should really, really accept Shabbos with her lighting of the candles. Now, if she's in a situation where she mamish can't help it, then she should make a condition, say, this week I'm lighting, I'm not accepting Shabbos. She should try to speak out the condition, but it's not lechatchila, it's very good idea, because Chazal really made it that she should light it with accepting. When she lights, can she accept Shabbos? Now, she's allowed to make a condition, but it's not preferable. It's very bidiyavid if she has to. Because of the way Chazal instituted this mitzvah, they set it up in a way that a lady lights as Shabbos. So it's true, you could make a condition, but it's very unpreferable. It's still not like a last case scenario.
You have to see the candles on the place
that says yes. I'll tell you something. Not only that, Rav Metzia Shalom says, let's say people, they like to light candles, they take a taxi to the kustel. He says it's wrong.
Really?
A lady wants to light candles and make a tanai, right? Say, I'm not sending Shabbos to go to the kustel. He says, it's wrong. Don't go to the kustel, don't make a tanai. Chazal said, you get your mitzvah, when you light, you get Shabbos. Don't take a taxi. That's, he was very strong. So Chazal, if you're under duress, fine. No one told you, I'm very happy you want to go to the kessel. He's very strict. I mean, he's that strict. So he, right, which means he says, what's better, for a lady to light candles and accept Shabbos now?
Yes.
Or should she make it tonight? I'm not accepting Shabbos, so I want to get a taxi to the kessel. He says, don't make it tonight. Your mitzvah is accept Shabbos with light. Unless you have to. If you're a student, you have to get a meal. That's what you're eating. You're going to a different place. You have to. But don't put yourself in that situation, he says. He's very strict. I'm saying he's that strict. You don't have to go with that, but he's that strict. Don't make it tonight. Unless you have to make a condition, ladies should really almost always accept Shabbos when they light candles.
What about the woman that's Shekhinah on Yom Tov?
Huh? What about Shekhinah on Yom Tov?
So she usually says it, but the husband is not, she's not yet.
No, so the rule is like this.
Always say that?
So the Machlokes is a Rechana is asking a question, what happens when a woman lights candles on Yom Tov?
She can do it
12
o'clock
at night. Good, so she also makes Shekhinah when she lights candles.
Transfer from a flame.
Well, what?
She can transfer from a flame at 12 o'clock at night. When she
lights. Yeah, but still, you're supposed to light it before.
Obviously, but she could.
What's your question? That Shekhinah? What's
Shekhinah?
Well, so Chana is asking, the Machlokes have been hugging what to do.
Explain that.
I'm explaining, because we have 1 minute left.
I didn't hear it.
I don't know, probably I was just speaking, I tried to find out if you heard it. Is
he
speaking?
They say he's speaking, I don't know.
I went and asked 8 people, I said they didn't know.
Fine. So the halacha is, when should a
question,
I'm explaining, when should a woman make Shekhinah if she lights candles on Yom Tov? Right, now, so Machlokes is usually Ashkenazim, yes, make a bracha of Shekhinah right after light candles on Yom Tov, and the man makes Shekhinah when he makes Kiddush. So the Sephardic Paiskim, most of them hold, the lady does not make Shekhinah when she lights the candles, but she hears Shekhinah from her husband. When her husband makes Shekhinah on Kiddush, she gets that Shekhinah, she's covered. However, by Yom Kippur, everyone agrees, since there's no Kiddush, on Yom Kippur, for me at least, but most people, you don't make Kiddush, therefore she should make Shekhinah after she lights candles, even if she's a Sephardic lady. But usually, Ashkenazi ladies, they do, yes, make Shekhinah after light candles on Yom Tov. She'll make Shekhinah when she lights candles, and the man will make Shekhinah when he makes Kiddush.
So she has to keep in mind, when she's lighting, that she's not saying the Shekhinah, she's being yotzi by her husband, and when the husband makes Kiddush, she has to say, I'm going to
No, you just do it, go with the flow, it's fine, it'll be automatically fine. No, it's fine, it's fine. Fine, Shekhinah, fine,
Shekhinah.
That's a Shiloh back there. It's an interesting Shiloh. If he's a Gilu Chenoch, he's 9 years old, he's a Gilu Chenoch. And so on one hand, he's a Gilu Chenoch, but he's not a fast, he's too young, he's not healthy. So as a Shiloh, he's the Yalav Yavim. In benching, you say Yalav Yavim, in benching, you say Yom Kippur, Mazer. On the Maestro, you don't say. The Paiskim asks the Shiloh. The kid with the Gilu Chenoch, so he has to bench, but he can't fast.
Maestro,
should he say Yalav